Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Congresswoman Angie Craig continues her fight to strengthen special education. Nearly 2 months ago, she introduced the PARA Act, which is to prepare and retain all educators, including in special education. Craig says she knows firsthand how important this is to educating our children.
Well, the administration's cuts to the Department of Education has not been helpful to our local communities. I'm going to keep fighting. I'm the mother of a son who's now 22, but who is on the autism spectrum. He's neurodiverse, and we've got to make sure that we set up our students for success.
The PARA Act would help schools recruit, train, and keep PARA educators in their districts. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in identifying anyone who may have been hunting on the north side of Interstate 94 near Osakis on Friday after a stray bullet struck a passing vehicle. The incident occurred around 11:45 a.m. as the vehicle was traveling eastbound on I-94. According to investigators, the bullet pierced the rear driver's side door and entered the passenger compartment, causing minor injuries to one of the occupants. The DNR is assisting in the investigation. A fire at Duluth Rail Facility and Ore Dock Sunday caused an estimated $60,000 in damages. Firefighters responded around noon, finding a maintenance shed at CN fully engulfed. Crews from multiple stations worked with CN staff to stretch hose lines and draft water from the bay. No injuries were reported and no other structures caught fire. The state fire marshal's office is investigating the cause. Hundreds of Minnesota schools and nonprofits will participate in Thursday's Give to the Max Day. Donations can be made online at givemn.org. In other headlines, Minnesota Grown has unveiled its 2025 gift guide for those looking to get a jump start on their holiday shopping. Marketing manager Rachel Wandry says over 1,400 farms across the state are part of the program.
It's a resource where people can go, read a little bit about different products, get some great ideas, and then go directly to the websites of Minnesota farms and makers where they can purchase the products directly from the farm.
The guide can be found at MinnesotaGrown.com. Superior National Forest Christmas tree permits are now available online. Permits are also available with cash at local forest offices. Fourth graders with an Every Kid Outdoors pass can get one free permit. Just enter the pass number at checkout. Cutting a tree helps improve forest health by thinning overcrowded areas and supporting wildlife habitat. More information is available at recreation.gov. This is MNN.